We are back. It's Eagles 360 on this crazy Monday at the NovaCare Complex. Dave and Brian here talking about the Eagles offense. Some good things happening with the Eagles. They ran for 169 yards against the NFL's best run defense. They controlled the clock. They converted third downs. Ryan Matthews looked great while he was on the field. Carson Wentz shrugged off an early interception. Zach Ertz, 6 more receptions. Jordan Matthews, some clutch catches. But, Brian, not enough. And I'm going to point to the red zone, where the Eagles ranked 24th in the NFL in red zone efficiency at 50%. How does that improve moving forward?
Well, you're going to need a playmaker. I mean, that's the biggest thing. That's the thing that you're missing right now, not only in the open field, because yesterday we got a contribution from the offensive line, which really won in the trenches, and a running back, Ryan Matthews, that ran wild, ran determined, ran hard. But in the red zone, when you get in there, things tighten up just a bit. And defenses are not going to allow you to have some of the things they allowed you to have out in the field. And so now you need that big-time player that's able to catch a 5-yard hitch, make a guy miss, and make it into the end zone. Right now, we don't have that type of player that we can throw the jump ball, that lob up to, and him able to go up and snatch the football from the defender. And until we have that guy, we will continue to struggle in the red zone.
The two-point conversion is a slant to Jordan Matthews against a zero blitz, meaning there's no safeties. They're coming after Carson Wentz. How can you make that play work?
I think the way that I would have liked to have seen the play is that you have twins. You have two guys on your left-hand side, the same way that you have it. I would have had Jordan Matthews on the outside. I would have had DGB on the inside. The inside guy runs a clear route. That's going to clear an awful lot of space out.
He runs to the post?
Yeah, he runs right at the goal post. Okay. That's exactly where you want him. And so now you have just a whole bunch of space because you have the other 8 guys on the defense inside of the box. Now you've created a lot of space for Jordan Matthews to work. And he has to find a way to win against one defender in a lot of space on the outside. The unfortunate part, the way that the play was designed, was that Jordan Matthews was on the inside, and he won. I think he could have ran a better route, but he did win just enough. But when you have so many guys on the inside rushing the passer, they're putting their hands up. You can't really see the receiver, and you can't get the ball to him fast enough. That's the downside of throwing the ball inside against zero blitz.
All right, and then the Eagles getting a little boost from Zach Ertz. Again, 6 catches. He has really come on, Brian. Has Zach Ertz turned the corner?
You know, sometimes when you get challenged, you reveal something about yourself. And I think Zach Ertz, over the last couple of weeks, has shown that, first of all, he's tough, that he can go out and play. He can be the tight end that we all have thought that he should be. And now he's starting to become that guy. He caught a ball on the sideline yesterday, keeping his toes in. I was absolutely impressed. We know that he's an athlete. We saw some things yesterday against a very tough-nosed, hard-nosed defense. We saw Zach Ertz being physical, being nasty. There was a lot of situations with him and Terrell Suggs one-on-one. He won those situations. Terrell Suggs is one of the better defensive players, one of the more physical defensive players in the league. Zach Ertz found a way to win those matchups. I was impressed. That's the type of passion and effort he has to play with every single week, not just when you're challenged.
Eagles have 27 first downs. They control the clock for nearly 37 minutes. They run 81 plays. And yet, not enough, just like it was the week before. 0-6 in one possession games, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this, and it's never good when you lose a game. But I think when you're at where we're at right here, we haven't won. We've lost 9 out of the last 11. But there's been some close games, some games where you have another playmaker here and there. You don't make a bad interception early in the game. That those games change a little bit. And so if I'm Doug Peterson, I'm telling my team that, listen, we're not as bad as we may seem. We're not as bad as we may look. But we have to change some things. We have to continue to get better at a lot of different positions. And we're going to work on that over the next couple of weeks leading into the offseason.
And guess what? A lot of coaches in the NFL are saying the exact same thing.
Same conversation, absolutely.
So the key is to have a really, really good offseason. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. When we return to Eagles 360, 2 games remain on this 2016 schedule. 1 on Thursday against the New York Giants, who have 10 wins. What are we looking forward to? We'll share it with you when we come back.